morning, Lee. Good morning, Lee.
Happy Friday to America's hardest working talk show host.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Well, it was the Democrats illegally leaking classified material. Are you surprised, Lee?
Absolutely not. This is what we've been talking about here since before Trump took office, that the federal bureaucracy needs to be purged.
Yep.
Not just the leadership, but the middle-level management. I'm beginning to wonder how far down we have to go to get rid of people who are going to use their own ideology, their own political worldview, to try to thwart Trump from establishing Making America Great Again.
This is an attack on America by the Democrat Party. That's what this is. And I'm going to play this for you. It's eerie. The Ayatollah was using the same talking points, the Ayatollah of Iran, as the Democrats, all from the leaked intel that the Democrats leaked. Look, I don't know what they're thinking, okay? You've watched Trump's administration arrest judges for breaking the law, arrest members of Congress for assaulting ICE officers, Border Customs and Border Patrol officers, in legitimate assaults. You think they're not going to arrest you for leaking classified data? That's a felony. You can't just put it out there. And then even worse than that, CNN lies about it through omission. Doesn't say this is a low confidence intelligence report. In other words, we don't even believe it. We're just noting it because and do you know what the source of this was? Iranian stooges. These were Iran intel officers, former Iran intel officers. That's who's behind this intel that Trump didn't really damage the centrifuges. And the program is still up and running. It's like, all right, it'll be soon. No big deal. Just set it back a few months. Classified leak claiming damage to Iranian nuke sites relied on faulty info from, quote, Iranian stooges, former intel officers say. One described the document leaked to CNN as so unreliable, quote, you can wipe your ass with it, unquote. Hate to use that kind of language here, but we have to cover the news, so there we go. You can wipe your ass with it. And look, this is what happens inside, and this is what Marco Rubio was trying to explain to Margaret Brennan on CNN. He was on CBS, excuse me. He was speaking very slowly, but they still don't get it. The way that intel is done, I've been watching this in the 20 years I've been covering all of this, is very simple. There are all kinds of assessments. So suppose a lying Iranian stooge calls you up and says, hey, guess what? The program's fine. No, we're still running the centrifuges. A propaganda agent. You log that. That's what you do. You log it as intel on the subject. And there's tons of these reports all across all of our intel agencies, but you code them for reliability. So you've got this whole body of intelligence. So if you just release one part of it that is rated unreliable or low reliability, and you don't release the rest of it, you are trying to mislead the American people in order to help Iran. That's what you're doing. And you're breaking the law by releasing any part of it. This is absolutely outrageous for them to have done this. That we need Democrat Congress members to go to prison so this will stop. Both on the intel side, because there's obviously Democrats inside the Defense Intelligence Agency leaking to Democrats outside the Defense Intelligence Agency. But think about what they did here, Lee. They used this intel to attack Donald Trump falsely using Iranian propaganda. In violation of all of this is in violation of the law to help Iran and hurt Trump.
Almost sounds treasonous when
it
you put it
treasonous.
Like that.
It is treasonous. I don't mean to yell at you. I'm not upset at you.
No, I understand that. I know where your anger is directed. Don't worry.
This is terrible. The good news is this, Lee. Iran and the Democrats working together, and I've argued for years, the party has merged. Iran, the Ayatollahs, and the Democrats, because remember, Iran funds the anti-Semitic street marches. the Democrats and Iran would have gotten away with this 4 years ago. It would have gone 2-3 months like this, talking points, law breaking, fake intel, because we had no way to counter it. The FBI would have still been inside of the Twitter machine, inside of Facebook, threatening Mark Zuckerberg with criminal prosecution if they did not allow the Democrats and Iran to censor people telling the truth. That's how it would have gone. And by the way, that's not my supposition. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg literally said they started investigating me when I refused to censor true things. I won't play you that audio again. He told Joe Rogan that. And Lee, nobody would have been any the wiser. And what the American people were fed and made to believe would literally be Iranian propaganda criminally leaked by Iran in partnership with the Democrat Party.
You know,
think about this.
I'm old enough to remember earlier this year when there was a big scandal about a Signal chat group that mentioned that a military action was getting ready to be taken.
What a great point. Yes, and they were mocking Vance and Hegseth because of an accidental leak, deliberate leak in partnership with one of our top three enemies on earth, like the Democrats just did criminally.
Have you heard any Democrat leadership calling for some kind of investigation on this?
Wow, what a great point. And they went on and on, national security compromise. We can't have this. We love our troops. We want to protect them. And they attacked our troops here doing this too.
And it was verified that there was no classified information that was released in that whole thing. Should it have happened? Absolutely not. And people were reprimanded and paid a price for it.
Because we're Republicans.
But it was not criminal. To me, this is far worse. Far worse. And I want to make a quick point. I've been listening to a lot of folks that are former intelligence, CIA, know about this. And you mentioned the fact that this was a low confidence report. Low confidence means that it is not really even taken into consideration.
That
means that it is not verifiable, but it's noted, and that's it. And it should not be used for any type of – it is not what we would refer to as actionable intelligence. But they regularly will report things that are either low confidence, medium confidence, or high confidence. And the high confidence things are the things that would be actionable intelligence. And once again, this was an early, low confidence report that was leaked. And as you point out, this was done on purpose to diminish the effectiveness of what the Trump administration is trying to do, and what may be, if this all works out, a pivotal point in history of the Middle East.
They wanted to get this out fast to confuse the public, help Iran, and hurt Donald Trump.
And it also occupies the administration because they've got to spend time defending themselves against it. And instead of being on the offense talking about what a great job American fighters did, as Hegseth said, the boys in the bombers, which included an American female B-2
really
pilot,
cool.
Which is, I know, tell me about it. I think
love
that is fantastic. And shame on that reporter that was making him try to call him out on saying boys in the bombers. And, of course, he put her in her place saying, look, I applaud that female pilot. And he said, I hope that we have more female bomber pilots. And he hopes that all American women and men take a look at what happened. And he said, I'm also proud of the men pilots, too. But you had a reporter who pointed out.
Jennifer Griffin.
Yes. Yeah. No, it wasn't Jennifer Griffin that made that comment. She did get in his face about it.
Well, no, she tweeted about it.
She may have tweeted about it, but there was another reporter.
I retweeted it.
But Jennifer Griffin, boy, there was a real heated exchange between her former Fox News cohort there with Hegseth and Jennifer Griffin, because she took exception to some of the criticism that he had about the American media with regard to that whole issue.
The good news here is this, and I like to pull back on these things. CNN was humiliated. The New York Times humiliated. The CNN actually had to run with, well, play some of the audio coming up. They had to walk back. They just don't get it. It's not 10 years ago. X is going to tear apart your report. You can't just lie and figure the FBI will cover for you. And then before that, when Jack Dorsey owned Twitter and Zuckerberg owned X, they'll cover for you. They'll censor people telling the truth. You could just lie and lie. You could be sloppy.
They don't get it. I don't think they care, Tara. And here's the reason.
They're hurting themselves. Well, every time they do, it gets worse for them.
But here's the thing. Democrats and the American media are headline chasers. That's all they care about, is putting a headline out there that has no basis in fact, no basis in truth, no basis in verifiable evidence. But they put a headline out there to get into the mind of the American voter. You can't trust this Republican president. You can't trust the U.S. military. You can't trust the things you're hearing on Fox News and conservative media. That's what they're doing. They're putting headlines out there that they cannot back up, but they know that it will get into the minds of these Democrats and liberal progressive secularists who are just aching to have a reason to hate Donald Trump.
Once again, though, who got it right? We did. Oh, no, they're lying. Trump's lying. Conspiracy. We got it right. Again, but what's beautifully is the interval is shrinking. It used to be they'd come out 9 months later when no one cared about it. Right. Oh, yeah, we were right. About all of it, everything from COVID to Russia collusion, all of it, we were right. That interval, now it's about 48 hours with X firing on all cylinders.
I think it's about 9 minutes.
But yeah, it's, I mean, 48 hours tops before the lies are neutered while the story is still simmering in the media. Yep. That changes everything. So don't let this make you mad. If they can't lie, they can't win. They don't know how to live in a world where the truth comes out in 48 hours. It's beautiful. It gets better every week. It really does.